Well, it's definitely, you know, a different set of circumstances. I think, you know, his first actual action for us was at Green Bay, you know, after the Brian Hoyer injury. So he's been on the road before and played, but not as a starter. So it's a challenge. We've been practicing a noise, pretty heavy noise, over there in the Payton Center, and we'll see how that transpires, you know, there in Detroit. Well, I think, you know, he's got great passion for the game. He's you know, high character guy. He's not afraid to work, you know, and there's a lot of work that goes on that, you know, sometimes the fans and the media don't see, you know, whether it's in meeting rooms or, you know, extra film study. That we provide iPads for him with different files to look at. But he's a pro, and I think he's mature beyond his years that way. I think that's a big part of his success. You know, he's, like I've mentioned many times, he's a very talented young player. That game didn't get off to quite as glowing of a start for him. Kind of, again, you know, a situation where a couple of things happened, not good, that he was able to overcome and flip that around. And, you know, the second half for him was way more productive with the stats you mentioned than maybe the first half. So, you know, that was even a good lesson, you know, even for him with his talent level. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Matthew Stafford's been having a fantastic year. A lot's been made of his comebacks. As I mentioned earlier in the week, I think the reason their record's where it is they've won a lot of those close games, and particularly with those comebacks. You know, and he's got a good supporting cast. I think, you know, our last outing, Golden Tate wasn't being quite used as much in their offense. That's changed since we last played. You know, they're utilizing Ebron. You know, so, you know, they've got some good weapons, both in the pass game and in the run game. They choose to pass a little bit more than run, but they're very effective. You know, and then defensively, I think they've settled down. They've become a little bit more bend but don't break. You know, they are 11th in the league as far as points scored. So, you know, it's easy to see on tape why they're where they're at.